I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Russia's meddling in the 2016 election was a focus of two hearings today on Capitol Hill, though the hearing in the House Intelligence Committee seemed to be less about Russia and more about Washington politics. The main event in that hearing was testimony from Barack Obama's former Homeland Security Chief, Jay Johnson. The Washington Post's Peter Stevenson covered the hearing.
We heard Jay Johnson talk about how he really didn't have Russian interference on his radar until he learned about this hack of the DNC last summer. The Democratic National Committee learned over the course of the summer that it was the target of Russian hackers. Government officials went to them and said, look, we believe you are being hacked. And the DNC essentially said to the Department of Homeland Security, we don't need you guys. We already have our own outsourced software. They work with a group called CrowdStrike, and they believed that that was enough to keep them safe. The secretary said very bluntly, I was frustrated that they didn't accept my help. And it was kind of confusing because it wasn't like it was coming from a Republican administration. This was political allies of the DNC coming to them and saying, you are being hacked and we can help you. And they refused that help. And it's kind of baffling.
Now, there was some frustration on the committee today, even among Democrats, about how long it took the Obama administration to respond to the hacking. Let's listen to this exchange between Jay Johnson and ranking Democrat Adam Schiff.
Why did it take the administration so long to make a public statement that a foreign adversary was trying to influence the American election? The statement didn't come until October. Why did we wait from July till October to make that statement?
Well, Congressman, I'm going to disagree with your premise that there was some type of delay. This was a big decision, and there were a lot of considerations that went into it. First, as you know well, we have to carefully consider whether declassifying the information compromises sources and methods. Second, there was an ongoing election, and many would criticize us for perhaps taking sides in the election. So that had to be carefully considered.
It is hard to imagine Obama's former head of Homeland Security would seriously criticize himself or his boss. Do we know enough about what was happening or not happening on Obama's watch?
That information is just starting to come out, and frankly, a lot of it is being kept under wraps because of the ongoing special counsel investigation. There are a lot of questions that journalists and lawmakers have about what the Russian government did, what state-associated hackers did, and when.
Right. That was going to be my next question. When did it all come into focus for the Obama White House?
Well, what we heard from Jay Johnson today is that it started to become an issue in the front of his mind over the summer and stayed there through the entire fall. But like he said in his testimony, he was very reluctant to comment on it publicly. It's a bad look for elected officials to come out in the weeks before an election and talk about an ongoing investigation. And that's one of the reasons we haven't heard a whole lot about it.
I mean, given that a lot of people are seeing the Democrats as the actors who will aggressively push forward with this investigation, not Republicans, I mean, it sounds like Johnson's testimony might not be very helpful.
That's exactly right. It might not be very helpful for Democrats in two ways. Just the visuals of Democrats being told Russia is coming after you and they didn't do a whole lot about it. Well, all of a sudden, since Donald Trump won the election, they seem a lot more energized and a lot more willing to pursue the investigation farther. So it doesn't look great from an optics perspective.
Something that I thought was surprising was that Johnson said the DNC did not want Homeland Security's help at first. And he also said that state election officials are also wary of federal interference. I mean, it seems like maybe part of the problem is not just lack of trust in Russia, but also here, no one in the government trusts each other.
That's exactly right. And when you look at the way that our state election systems are set up, even for national elections, they're done very differently state by state. Each state has its own registration system. Each state has its own vote tally system. When you talk about the voting machines, people are asking questions about whether voter machines were hacked and vote tallies were hacked. Well, each state has its own system for keeping track of all of that stuff. So when you have a federal official going to state election officials saying, hey, this is a concern, apparently a lot of them were concerned about a, quote, federal election takeover. They didn't want the feds, so to speak, to be interfering in their election processes, which they see as a very clearly defined state's right.
So lots of Washington politics in the House hearings. Did the Senate hearings, did they talk about Russia?
They did. The FBI's top counterterrorism official did testify that 21 states were the target of Russian hacks. Their election systems were targeted. They were looked over. It's unclear what information was taken from them, but we do know that no votes were changed, no actual voter rolls were accessed. But the other side of that question is, well, okay, if Russian hackers didn't go in and change actual vote tallies, does that mean they didn't affect the election at all? And the answer to that is we're not really sure. Jay Johnson said in the House hearing, you'd have to talk to a sociologist or a psychologist to see if these efforts at interference actually had an effect on anyone's vote.
Peter Stevenson with The Washington Post, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.